The message of rhythm is in the time, is in time. The message of rhythm is in time. The time between one beat and another. And the relation of time. The first thing that was there was the logo, which is also the name, and it's a Wendel. Wendel is a parallel circular line moving in one direction, like the stairs. I don't know how it's called in English. In German, it's Wendel, Treppe. So Wendel, Clubcafé für gegenwärtige Musik und Grafik, die von da, wo sie einmal ist, nicht wieder weggeht. The name is Clubcafé for present music and graphic that cannot be removed from the place that it once was put in. The meaning of the word takes away your attention. You know what it is, but you, when you see it and you don't know what it is, you have the opportunity to see the a graphic message, which is not really determined and not possible to say what it is, but it is. In this case of graffiti, the essence of a life, of a lifetime, that the guy who wrote the word designed the letters, chose the letters and designed it in a very, very particular way. The artist communicates his own version of reality, the version that he has of reality through his senses in his mind. And so this is very a very limited area to move, to make differences, but the differences that you can make are very effective. This is what makes espresso to me very particular and similar to graffiti, which will be talked about in the part about the gallery. Two things happened. First, I discovered the pixel structure of an image and that it is possible to use a pixel, a reduced image, only two colors, black and white, to create information that could be used very well as a composition to make music, and that the internet is a great medium to reproduce this kind of music. I'm working only with analog equipment, so, but in 1999 I thought maybe I should start to learn to work with computers. I made a course and learned to know about letters, which for me was very important, types, and also to use the internet. '96, I rediscovered vinyl. My first record was Arthur Lindsay Hyper Civilizado. I started playing it on 16 rounds per minute. So I called the event the 16th round. The gallery is called KCHG, which means Keine Characters Gallery, No Characters Gallery. The music that we play here in Wendel is that the idea is that a musician or an artist or however he may call him, he can show a project here to public that he's working on. In 2004 or 2005, I had some time and I was listening to John Cage records and reading the text, and this made me turn to composition, coincidence composition, number composition, I call it Zahlenkomposition, to decide questions that come up during a composition or the interpretation of a composition. The questions can be answered with numbers. Nearly all questions can be answered with numbers. Sometimes you need two possibilities, sometimes three, four, five, six. It's always the dual system. Easy to come to numbers when you have a pixel image, only black and white, cut rows, for example, a vertical row of four pixels. It is possible to make all numbers between 0 and 15. So 0 and 15, 16 numbers. 5 pixels is between 0 and 31, and so on. And the expression of this is much more clear and real when the decisions that he makes are not personal, but without personal influence, without memory, without taste. The interview. Wendell, what is this place all about? In the cafe, we have several levels. One, for example, is the espresso. We have three kinds, three different mixtures. One is pure Arabica from one plantage in Brazil, which is very special. The others are mixed out of the main types of coffee, which is Robusta and Arabica. Espresso for me is a very particular thing. It has only five components, which is the grain and how fine it is, and the machine, the water, the character of the person who makes it, and the climber. Über Rauschpartikel. About Rauschpartikel. Three pieces of music that were realized here in the Wendel are presented. One is Zahlenkomposition Nummer 3 für Elektronenmaschinendrum. The name of the website is nstp.de. This NSTP comes from the word Kunstprodukt in German, which means art product. The idea is how things change when they get art, when they get a product. When something gets art, it's a product and it will change. The artist will start to think, how can I make this product fit for the market? Music, present music, which means the idea is that the musician and the listener have to be present in the music, in the moment of listening, of making and listening. Because in rhythm it is similar to a tag. The rhythm doesn't have a meaning like a word. When you hear a word, you hear the meaning of the word and not the sound. When you have a rhythm, there is no obvious meaning. A meaning that is for all people equal, so that we can say this rhythm means this, but the rhythm has a very specificated message, but the message of the rhythm was never tried to give it this meaning that words have. Origin of graffiti is the tag. A tag consists of the basic elements of design, which is point and line.
No,
The idea was to create rhythm with ambient records, for instance, a bus riding, stopping and opening the door and closing the door and people getting in and out. This is a rhythm, and to transform this rhythm into other sounds. For instance, to let a pop song play and manipulate it with a vocoder to get a new rhythm with a new sound. I don't want to show characters, I don't want to show images in any way. It should be about the basic elements of graphic design. I want to show the meaning of the relation of graphic elements, something like this. And the third part is the graphics. Graphic that could not be removed from the place that it once was put in is a very important fact that it is not possible to sell, which is for me the main characteristics of graffiti, is that it cannot be removed from the place, and so it's not possible to sell it. And when people try to change the methods of making it by putting it on removable screens, for example, it will change its character. This is very important. We'll get a product. With this, I started realizing compositions and interpretations, which is possible to hear on the internet, on the nstp.de. Second question is, what about the music? What about the music in Wendel? The reason to do this is the idea that art, in its best intention, can be the highest level of communication. The aim of communication is that the individual lets the other participate in its personal view of reality. The name Wendel comes from the place. In this house, till the year 2003, were built springs, spiral springs. Though this is why I find it important to use coincidence or number compositions to decide things concerning music. I started buying an analog synthesizer to manipulate, to use the filter. One time I had the idea to try out a vocoder and a filter. I used 11-band MRM analog vocoder and a Sherman filter bank. For me, the definition of rhythm is, in German, Rhythmus entsteht durch Veränderung, which means in English more or less, a rhythm is when something changes.
Is likely a world.
The second music piece is an arrangement. 128 samples of André Vida playing saxophone. André Vida from Vidatone, from the instrument, playing saxophone samples for a concert. From the concert is the last record. It's a cut of a record with a mini disc recorder that didn't work. With these basic elements, you design the letters. The word, the tag, doesn't have any meaning. Doesn't have to have any meaning. When he has no meaning, it's more the message of the graphic arrangement is more impressive. You. Mm-hmm.